And I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm blickety black, blacker than black.
From New York, Reverend Al. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Sybil. Good morning, Damon. And Damon, I want you to know when I'm on, everyone is silent. None of them funny hair jokes. This is a solemn moment, so behave yourself.
Yes, sir.
I want to pick up on the fact that we are seeing the incoming Trump administration really show its true colors, because with the selections that he has given, he has gone one way with his rhetoric of bringing the country together. But every selection he has given, from Senator Sessions of Alabama to the Attorney General, who has clearly stood against voting rights, who has clearly stood against ending mass incarceration for low-level crimes, all the way to now having Mnuchin, who has been one that has clearly violated the housing and the affordable housing at that of people in his investments and other, they call him the mortgage man in terms of where he's the foreclosure, Mr. Foreclosure. He has put right-wingers across the board that even violate the people that voted for him, where he said he would bring in populism and the average guy and the guy in Appalachia and Pennsylvania that couldn't get a job. Those are not the people in his cabinet. He's putting in billionaires. He's putting in people that are for deregulating big business. He's putting in Wall Street guys. This guy Mnuchin used to work. Mnuchin used to work at Goldman Sachs. So we're seeing where this is going. So Tom, as we're building up for this big January 14th march to put Trump and the Congress on notice, people need to not hear his rhetoric. They need to see his selection. Because who he selects will run government, and who runs government is going to try to go the opposite way from where we've seen in the last 8 years. To have the man that wrote the alternative to Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, that was the one that went over and over again trying to revoke it, and put him now over health and human services, is a clear signal that they intend to try and undo everything done. Which is why we must stand up and give a firm, clear indication early that we will not be moved. That's why we'll be in Washington January 14th. The question is not what they'll do. The question is what we will do to resist it. They fought President Obama 8 years. Are we ready to stand up and fight for what we know is ours?
Reverend Al.